Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222. Because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
Hey, rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
7:07 in St. Louis. You're listening to The Morning After, which is presented to you by Brown & Crouppen. Welcome, friends, to the Mung & S, St. Louis Acura, Mung & S, Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin, Kenneth Iggy Strode, the Plowhawk, and Action Jackson with you today on the program, a program that welcomes you to just call in nonstop. It's 636-9004 TMA. Collier and Thompson phone lines. Text into the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox 314-881-TMA5. Email in for our design, air, heating, and cooling email of the day. And compete with Blueberry Pop Pop, who is can control the Bunth of Borch with 9 wins, Buck Swope with 2, Jason with 1, Kevin Miller with 1. And, Doug, that is setting the stage for a program that includes the Mung & S Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown and Jeremy Rutherford joining us coming up at 9 o'clock as the Blues lose last night to the Avalanche, halting a 4-game winning streak, and the Avs now have won 7 straight. How do you do?
Well, I'm fine. It was a good game. I watched it. They had a chance to win.
It was a great game.
They dominated parts of that second period. They could have scored a couple more of the Blues.
I watched it.
Midway through the second period, dominating. Jake Neighbors with an opportunity and a power play later in the second period. Jordan Kyrou's star continues to shine brightly as he picks up a tripping penalty, and you go from a real opportunity to go up 4-2, and instead it becomes 3-3 after the power play goal. And then number 89, Doug Buchnevich with the giveaway in their own zone. Mikko Rantanen with
you had a hattie.
Do you call it a hattie? Do you have a problem with that?
No, that's fine.
All right, fine. And then they couldn't break through to tie it and pick up a point. They felt pretty positive about it afterwards, but I don't know if you can feel positive when you have to pick up every single point that you can, but I guess you're looking at, hey, that team might win the cup, and we were right there with them and battled back 2 different times.
I guess.
Hell, I don't know.
A little late for moral victories, though, at this point.
You know, I was watching the game and, you know, watching pregame, and, you know, Robert Thomas is having a really good year, and then you look at Nathan McKinnon's stats, and you're like, Jesus.
Whole different level.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I don't follow hockey on a national level, so not sure, you know, who the points leader or what. But that his stats with, you know, however many games to go, it is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
He is on another level. That team is really good, really fun to watch.
Now, you shut down Sean Livingston. You think if you were to strap on some steel slippers, could do the same with Nathan McKinnon?
He could probably go back and forth, tip to tip on the ice, 5 times before I'm able to successfully make it no falling one from time. One end to the next.
So probably not.
Those guys are just on it. Being able to do that on skates is so damn impressive.
It'll look like it'd be fun, too, to skate like that, doesn't it?
But yeah, you're peacocking around thinking Robert Thomas and the man, and then you just look at Nathan McKinnon. That dude is an animal. Yeah. Kept it close, though. It was kind of a really exciting game to watch.
Colorado.
Was it a TNT game?
Terrific team.
I'm watching it at an establishment.
Oh, really? What cocktail lounge were you at?
I was actually at Pizza Tivoli, if you've never had it.
Pizza Tivoli.
What the hell is that?
It's the best wood fire pizza in St. Louis.
Wood fire?
You know, kind of you have to get it, be in the mood for a wood fire style pizza. It's one of the very few pizzas I eat the crust to.
But why do you have to be in the mood to eat crust on a pizza?
Well, sometimes I like New York style. Sometimes I like Detroit, deep dish. Other times I want some wood fire. It all depends on what I'm feeling. It's phenomenal. Right there off of Kings Highway, if I'm not mistaken. Right there next to Holly Hills.
What exactly is wood fire pizza?
You make it, and it probably only cooks about 2.5-3 minutes in the wood fire pizza. So it's very thin-ish pizza with a nice, you know, crust.
It's like flatbread?
Kind of and kind of not. Nonetheless, watched the game there. Had a couple drinks. Just me and Madison enjoying ourselves.
Oh, nice.
Are they running out of Italian names for restaurants and pizza joints?
I don't know what the background is. The atmosphere is amazing there. The workers were awesome. All female staff. They were killing it.
They get confusing because they all kind of sound the same as far as pizzas and restaurants and, you know, Favoli's, Tavoli's.
Ragazzi's.
Ragazzi's.
Oh, Ragazzi's.
Grassi's.
Well, what'll we do about it?
Just Google it. Pizza Tavoli. I'd recommend it. It's fire.
Okay. Huh. You said Detroit-style pizza. What is Detroit pizza?
Jets is basically so it's sauce on top.
Isn't the sauce always on top?
Like the cheese, and then you cut it in big squares. You know what I mean?
They look like quiche.
Detroit-style pizza is my favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't know why we're on the topic, but yeah, that's where I went and watched the game, watched one of my 3 Blues games. I'll actually be at the game all-inclusive on the 28th as well. Blessed. One of our friends are taking us, so I'll go to my first Blue game of the year.
Really?
Next week, yeah. I'm excited. All-inclusive you can't beat, man.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Who is his friend, and why is he doling out
It's just our good friend, Alexis and Nick. Great people. They helped out with the engagement party and whatnot for myself, for Madison. And
don't say whatnot.
They're great. Okay. Went to brunch with them at Benton Park Cafe on Sunday, actually.
Oh, gosh.
Phenomenal. Bye.
I'm sure none of you guys paid attention to it, but KC has a what they call March Bandness, B-A-N-D, where they do, I think, 64 bands, and they go up against each other. You got to pick who you think's going to win. And they have a staff contest. The winner gets 4 all-exclusive Blues tickets to a game, I think, in 2 weeks. So if I win, I will donate them to one of you guys, if you want.
Oh, you will. What are you doing to try to win?
I just pick who I think's going to win the out of all the bands. You just got to pick a band, and then people vote during certain shows, and then that band moves on, and you got to pick who you think is going to win all through the brackets, and the winner of the contest gets 4 Blues tickets in the suite.
Sweet. But sweet action.
I will pick a number and donate it to one of you guys.
Oh. You don't want to go?
Not really.
Why?
I don't know.
Blues games are fun.
I know. I just can't get into it anymore.
Oh. All right.
The techs already hate us. We're not even on air for 5 minutes.
Well, Plowhawk, what is the problem?
Oh, I don't know.
Doug, do you want to go into the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox?
Apparently we don't understand pizza.
314-881-TMA5. You go JeffLottmann.com, and then he's with Compass Realty. Mm-hmm. Let's see what we got. It's Harrison's brother, Matt.
Oh, well, he doesn't like anything.
Ken Strode, not in the gin. Way too early for humble brags from King Salem. I am out.
King
that's
Salem.
From the management.
What is a brag?
King Salem.
I don't know. It's a staff thing. I work here.
Is Tim there? That's from the 636. 10 out of 10 on the Henshin scale. Doug, what does that mean? That's from Major Madge. I don't watch a lot of Blues games, but at least I know when I listen to this show, I can get the breakdown of the players to who didn't play well from Tim. The Tim Report, appreciate you. It's from Todd Reesing. I'm not sure what's worse, Doug, not knowing all these different pizza styles or Pepper and Genie trying to explain them. What in the blue hell is he talking about? That's from Zach's wife, Gummy. Bitch, bitch, bitch. Bitch, bitch, bitch. That was 6 bitches from Scissor Me Timbers. Sound the alarm from Danny Tanner. So that kind of gives you an idea of... They enjoy the program.
It doesn't sound like it to me.
We've been on for 3 minutes. Now, these are the people that are mad every day. It doesn't matter.
Seem to be. I'm not a real pizza aficionado. I love pizza. The only pizza I don't like is burnt pizza. Other than that, whatever you want to serve me, that's fine.
You know what makes a good frozen pizza?
No.
Dogtown. It used to be TJ's. But now I like Dogtown.
How about Lena, nummy, nummy, nummy?
Home run in.
I haven't seen that in a while. Used to have it at Schnucks, but the Dogtown pizza is pretty good. It's not that expensive, less than $7.
Really?
So there's my recommendation for frozen pizza.
Okay.
Corn pops and sugar smacks. He's hairstylist.
The F is hair. You know he's serious. Like the end of it when he's.
Like that's Rondo and Derek Dooley.
He didn't like Derek Dooley. And now Dooley's out.
In the YouTube chat, it's more positive. Doug Carl Pelker.
Oh, good.
He's always there.
Yeah.
Happy hump day, y'all. Oh, and then you. Travis G says, I love all of you. Look at that. Now, look, this Travis. YouTube chat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Much friendlier.
Jake Reynolds, Morning Boys. Chuck, is it Chuck Vindaloo?
I don't know.
He wrote, Doug. And then G-Man, now it starts to turn. Way too much orange boots.
No.
Coaches John, Dean Ellis, I bet Plowsy could hang 30 on Terrence Shannon Jr. Howard Thompson, it's cooked in a wood-burning oven. Doug, it's not that hard to figure out.
Okay.
Doug, you're getting shrapnel.
Walrus King, Wood, and the old hipster, Wake Up Tom. Tom Schmidt, Salt and Smoke.
I think he meant Tim.
Oh, is that right?
Since we were going off the rails at pizza at 7:15.
Isn't that a lot of work to keep putting wood in the fire to just turn the stove on?
Oh, man. It's just...
How does that really affect the flavor?
This is like bashing a green egg right here. You're just about to get...
We're overthinking
barbecue
it.
Barbecue guy coming out of the woodwork right now.
Mm-hmm. Barbecue snob. Well, they bought a pizza oven, so now they're the experts on all things pizza. Oh, the flavor is completely different if it's a wood bar. It is not. It isn't.
On for 3 minutes, and you've hijacked 2.5 of them. That's Midge or Madge. Morning Boys looking hot today. That's from Uncle Cucker.
Mm.
And apparently every March, Kay, she plays music by bands. Thanks, Ken. That's from the 314. Yo, Jackson, can you change my text name to Harry the Hole? And that's that'd be changing it from Tasty Waste.
Gosh. Block him!
You want him gone?
Block him!
I think I'm going to stick with Tasty Waste.
I like Tasty Waste.
We have, like, Harry Hole. That's, like, there's different...
There's a lot of Harry Holes in there?
Well, there's, like, variations. Like, there's, like, someone's text name's, like, the Harrier Hole.
Oh.
I don't want to get confused. Tasty Waste is a good name. Stick
it isn't.
That.
Nice.
I don't know what's so hard to understand. As far as, yeah, KC plays music, way to go. No, then there's 64 bands they pick.
Okay.
Let's just say Ozzy's going up against AC/DC in the first round. You have to pick who's going to win. And if they
how do you pick a winner, though? Just who likes the most?
Then they vote.
They play match play.
They play a song by each band and say 8:30 this morning is the first one or tomorrow. And then people vote on it. And, okay, Ozzy beat AC/DC 86-82, or so they move on. So if I had Ozzy, I move on. If I just like picking a team. If you lose that game, that team's out.
Okay. And you'll donate these tickets that you might win.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I finished second 1 year, I think.
Oh.
I think Learn beat me.
Well, Learn 7:20.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
No.
Man, who was on the desk for that take? Like, is there a reaction shot to people going?
And he thought it was pretty deep when he said it, too. He thought he was really getting deep.
Doug, speaking of getting deep, yesterday Mike Francesa celebrated his 70th birthday.
Oh, he did.
And that led the Funhouse account to post one of their favorites. I thought it would be Stan Lee. Who's that? Oh, who cares? Mm-hmm. Jesus. But it's this one. So Doug will celebrate our friend Mike Francesa's birthday with us.
I'd like to hear it.
Dan and Warwick, what's up, Dan?
Hey, Mike. I just got a question about the Giants. In your years of experience, have you ever seen, how the San Francisco Giants or once the New York Giants, has there ever been player get together when San Francisco comes to New York? Like, do they ever say hi? Maybe, I don't know, go out to dinner or something?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Is there ever any interaction when the San Francisco Giants come to New York or vice versa?
The San Francisco Giants come to New York and do what?
Have a game.
They play against the Mets, and what do you want to happen now?
Do the New York Giants ever reach out to them, either the players or the franchises?
The football Giants?
Yeah, the football Giants.
Well, what is the connection between the San Francisco Giants and the football Giants?
Well, they used to be in New York, and they got the same name.
But they have nothing to do with each other, though. There's no connection. They have different ownership. There's no connection between the two teams. I mean, there's no connection in any way between the two teams. They have no relationship. Do you think because they're Giants, they're like brothers or something? That might be the weirdest question I got in a long time. And I think that's an honest question. That might be the strangest question I got in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they have the giant picnic. They hold it over in Totowa, I think it is. And then they have the giant relay race and the giant raffle. And then they all get together for the giant breakfast the next morning, and then they go their separate ways. That is true. It's a July weekend every year when it happens. Have the same thing. They meet usually in Abilene and have that in August every year. Lundquist is particularly close to Udovish. As a matter of fact, there's a kinship there between the two of them. Here's the make man.
I guess he answered it about as well as he could.
No, I think he made it up and thought he was funny. It's not.
Clearly he made it up.
Yeah, I think.
There isn't a picnic in Totowa?
Yeah, I don't know how you respond to that question either. It's so bizarre. It's so weird.
But he spent a few minutes on it.
Yeah. Well, he's got a long show.
4 hours, 5 million a year. Let's see, 4.5 hours. It was the 1:30 to 6 p.m. time slot.
First time caller. Mm-hmm. I just want to, I'm a Yankees fan. I'm a diehard Yankees fan. I just, you know, tonight was a rough night.
You know what? I'm done. Goodbye.
Yeah. Didn't give that guy much of a,
didn't give him
much of a leash.
1 minute.
Doug, you know, you talk about the tournament. Colorado State holding Bajidja to 14 points.
Jeez. They went 14 minutes of clock without scoring.
And a lot of people were wondering what Virginia was doing in this tournament in the first place. And they scored 14 points in the first 20 minutes of this tournament game. They're gone. Colorado State is moving on.
That was brutal.
That's not basketball, what was played there. That just is not.
Wally Zerbiak let him have it. He was pissed.
You score more than that in, like, fifth grade CYC ball.
Yeah, that's.
You can bring a really good high school team to the equation and score that many points, even against.
I really think Tony Bennett's such a great coach. And that, like, that's just a piss poor effort. Like, you can't go out in the NCAA tournament and score 14 points and a half. It can't be done.
And I'm sure teams like Indiana State that thought they deserved to be in it look at that and go, you got to be kidding me.
But the Big East teams, like Seton Hall.
Yeah, East teams are the ones.
Oh, man, that absolutely kills me. They beat the number one team in the country.
Yeah.
With a great schedule.
So how did they get in? 22 wins. What was the deal? How'd they get in?
Same as Michigan State. It's just they Power Five, blue blood, and always beats a mid-major in those rooms.
I guess. Yeah, that brought basketball back about 50 years.
I agree with that.
That was tough. But the game before, the 2-16 seeds, was actually a really fun finish. But
Howard, with a lot of chances there at the end of that tournament game, couldn't get it done. And Wagner advances.
Where the hell is Wagner?
Tournament talk here brought to you by James Carlton. Your one shining moment is going to carltoninsurance.net today. To see how much you can save on car, home, and life insurance, that's James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency online at carltoninsurance.net. Munganast is the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour and the Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. StLouisAcura.com and AltonToyota.com, and work with Munganast and Jamie Burkhardt and Clayton Patterson and Peter Munganast. And then even if you didn't get your car from Munganast, get your car serviced at Munganast, StLouisAcura.com and AltonToyota.com, or call or text 314-252-0000. To answer any questions you may have from the people in charge or any comments you may have. It's Munganast, St. Louis Acura, and Munganast Burkhardt, Alton Toyota online at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com, sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. Doug, can you tell people about our title sponsor?
Yeah, that would be Brown and Crouppen. First, I was looking up Wagner College. You know where that is?
That's in Staten Island.
Staten Island, yeah. It's got 1,900 kids. That's about the size of Lindbergh High School playing in the division. Anyway, Brown and Crouppen, they don't worry about things like the size of colleges. They worry about if you have been involved in some sort of injury that wasn't your fault due to the negligence of someone else. If you have a potential personal injury case, Brown and Crouppen is a local law firm here to serve you. Terry Crouppen, Andy Crouppen, Ed Herman, those would be your principals. They are here, one of them, every Tuesday. And our listening audience has come to grow fond of their segments. Wonderful guys that would love to take care of you. If you should ever need their services, they've grown to become one of the largest personal injury firms in the entire Midwest. How do they do that? Well, they certainly care about their clients and employees. They treat them both like gold. They'll give you a free evaluation. You call them up, tell them about your case. And if they decide to move forward, they work on a contingency basis. No upfront cost to you. If you don't get paid, they don't get paid. They usually do. They've won more than $1 billion in compensation for their clients. If you think you may need Brown and Crouppen services, give them a call. Here's the phone number. I will give that now. 314-222-2222. Or you go to brownandcrouppen.com. Make sure to let them know you heard about it here on TMA. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Past results are no guarantee of future results. And every case is different and must be judged on its own accord.
And there it is. And we welcome you to do business with Design Air Heating and Cooling. DesignAirService.com, sponsor of our email of the day, Seth Goldkamp, fourth generation. His great-grandfather started the business. His grandfather carried on the tradition. His father carried on the tradition. And now Seth does at Design Air Heating and Cooling, online at DesignAirService.com. Official HVAC provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. New Tim McKernan Show podcast, recorded yesterday, so that is up on the TMA feed and the Tim McKernan Show podcast feed. Seth Goldkamp, Design Air Heating and Cooling, get your air conditioning ready as spring has officially started, Doug, yesterday, and we will hope for warmer temperatures, 70s on Friday, then it cools down. Design Air Heating and Cooling, online at designairservice.com. Doug is a client. I'm a client. We recommend you become a client as well at designairservice.com. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling. Ken Rosenthal does a podcast called Foul Territory, and it's a YouTube show and a podcast, recommended listening / viewing for our audience. He gave his thoughts on the Ali Marmol contract extension. Take a listen.
I can't recall seeing one positive comment about the two-year extension that Ali Marmol signed through 2026. And in fact, if we were talking a week ago about managers on the hot seat, he would have been pretty high on the list coming off the season that they had last year, one of the worst seasons in recent Cardinals history. Aaron Boone's on that list. Dave Roberts is on that list. There are others on that list. But Ali Marmol would have been on it. So what the Cardinals did was decide that they did not want him going into the season as a lame duck. They did not want that being a distraction. They believe in Ali Marmol, and they want him to be their guy. It's rather interesting because he has not proven that he is a winning major league manager. First year was pretty good. Second year, not so good. A lot of different issues came up. He's someone who has a lot of ability, no doubt. Smart guy, has leadership qualities. No one's questioning that. But a lot of smart guys with leadership qualities haven't succeeded as managers. So we don't know yet if Ali Marmol is going to succeed as a manager. But the Cardinals placed this bet. And I wonder a little bit if they placed this bet to quiet the noise that would have arisen if the Cardinals struggled and Yadier Molina was lurking and Albert Pujols, who wants to manage, was lurking. Could have been a little bit of an issue. So I was surprised to see this, yes. I'm not saying I hate it because I don't know what to think.
Ken Rosenthal, surprised by the extension, joining, as he said, I guess everyone. He said he hasn't seen one person.
I love how he started it like that, too. Like, because he got right into the meat of it.
The rest of the baseball world has to be, just be confused by it as much as anything else.
And every other manager should be jumping for joy because you can use this as a, hey, look at this organization. They're buying in to this.
The Yadier Molina, Albert Pujols thing, I mean, if that really is it, and I'll take any theory on it, that just strikes me as so odd. Doug, I don't know why you would take, again, someone who hasn't managed. I don't care if it's someone as high profile and as competitive as Yadier Molina or Albert Pujols and put them in charge of your organization. I mean, it is an accepted truth amongst at least some inside the Cardinal organization during that time of 2012 through 2015 that had somebody else been in the dugout other than Mike Matheny, that their chances of actually taking that 3-1 series lead against the Giants and winning a World Series, taking that 2-1 series lead against the Red Sox and winning a World Series, the home field advantage against the Giants in 2014 and winning a World Series, or the 100-win season against the Cubs and winning a World Series, that the managerial elements and lacking from Mike Matheny, in their opinion, played a role in a team not capitalizing. And I'd just be surprised if you would then put somebody, I don't care how great a player they would, that you put them back in the dugout. But I don't know if they're just in a spot where we got to do like Vince McMahon kind of tricks to get people talking again, if that would really be the reason why they gave this extension.
And with the Cardinals' reputation as being a winning franchise and kind of organization where people want to be, you'd think they'd have their pick of just about any manager that's currently on the market. You'd think they would all want to come here. Well, a lot, and I mean not all, but a lot of them. This is a very, very attractive job to most managers who've been around the block a little bit, you would think. And one thing that stood out for me for what Mazalak said, justifying, was that he was afraid that if they got off to a rough start early, that speculation would already start. And when you look at the Cardinals' early schedule, there's a really good chance they're going to get off to a very rough start. They start with the Dodgers, then the Padres, then they have the Marlins, who were a playoff team last year, then the Phillies playoff team, then Arizona World Series team. They got a good shot to open about 2-10. They're going to have some rough goal here in the early season if they get off to any kind of weak start at all.
But if he had success in the past and had a couple bad years, I understand the not wanting to have a lame duck but this is a perfect scenario to where you almost want Marmol to be motivated with a contract extension that he's looking forward to getting, not already has gotten. Like, I don't get the distraction and what's bigger than a distraction of that nature is losing 20-30 games and being, 20-30 games below 500, being out of the race completely in mid-June, early July. Like, that to me is a bigger distraction than, oh, is Yachty going to come manage and Pujols going to come save the day? I don't get they don't want Marmol to have a lame duck season. He needs to earn it, right? Like, we're still in a business to where you earn your keep. And I just don't understand how you can justify a 2-year contract extension with a guy who had one of the worst Cardinal seasons in the last 25 years, because you don't want him to feel bad or feel pressure of winning. It's asinine. It's crazy.
With regard to the Yankees and Boone, he is up after this year. So that's just a fact. His contract is up after 24. The club holds an option on him, but that isn't his option. That's the club's option. It's not a mutual option. It's the club's option. And Dave Roberts is up after the 25 season. So there is the status of the other two managers that he made reference to, and I'm sure that in the franchises that don't really try to compete, and that's about half of baseball right now, managers we don't really know.
Yeah.
They'll be turning over just to try to inject, Doug, what do you call it, hopium into the crowd?
I never seen
in
that.
Pittsburgh and Colorado.
I don't know how Dave Roberts could be on the hot seat.
I see
how many
the same
years
thing.
In a row?
I mean, I know.
I guess
it's just okay. You don't win in the postseason. I guess that's where that is. Even though he did win a World Series, I suppose it's the one World Series over the last 100 or so years that you don't necessarily put up there with other World Series, because it was the 2020 World Series. But either way, yes, Dave Roberts has been managing a team that is year in, year out. I would say this: if the Dodgers somehow weren't winning that division this year with what they have, that would open up some eyes. That's kind of a no-win situation. I think their over-under win total is 101.5.
Yeah.
So that gives you an idea of what that expectation. And by the way, they're playing to open up the season right now.
Yeah, it's going on right now.
Over in Korea. How do you do?
I'm fine. Thanks.
And
yeah.
It's a tie ball game in the top of the eighth. Dodgers 2-1 and 1 out. Shohei Ohtani has himself a base hit.
Yeah, I was looking at our fantasy baseball league, and I was like, me and Pazzi are tied at 3-3, and I was like, what, are we counting spring training games now? And I forgot that they play over. And
I'm playing right now.
I'm glad I had Darvish starting. I had no idea it started.
ERA is going low, Pog. Mm-hmm.
Getting back to the managers so briefly, I think if you're a guy like Dave Roberts and you've managed a team through spring training for 6 months, 162 games, and you get them to first place in your division for several years in a row now, I think, and you keep winning that consistently over the long haul, and then you get to the playoffs and somebody hits a home run against you, or you run into a hot pitcher and you lose in the playoff series, and that's what you're going to be judged on? I just think that's grossly unfair.
I agree with the first part, because I do think that that is the greater tell, because that reduces variance. That is a 162-game run that really, at this point, is year-round, but certainly starts in mid-February, in their case in Arizona, and goes through the end of the season, and they're year in, year out there. If there is a feeling amongst the franchise owners slash front office that he is leaving, you know, putts out there, so to speak, in the postseason consistently, then that changes it. So that would be where I would draw a parallel potentially, and I don't know the ins and outs of where the Dodgers fans are on Roberts in the postseason, that if they feel like he mismanages in the postseason. I will say this, even though if you haven't lived elsewhere or haven't followed other teams, you may not be aware of this, every other fan base blames a manager when the team comes up short in the postseason. It's just kind of a rite of passage in October. So I'm sure they're bitching about Rocco Baldelli in Minnesota for them coming up short last year, even though, you know, I think they lost to the Astros, if memory serves. And you go, well, of course they lost to the Astros. But it's always the manager's fault, you know. I mean, in St. Louis, Ryan Helsley imploded. But in that game, you know, more of the focus is on Ali Marmol and pulling Quintana and not pulling Helsley quickly enough and so on and so forth. Even though the team had, I think, a combined like one or two runs or something like that, or three runs maybe in that entire series. So it's just, it's part of the deal. Tony La Russa got it until he won a World Series, or until at least he won a pennant in 2004, even though the team was in the playoffs in 96, 2000, 2001, 2002, before that. So that just kind of comes with the territory. But I do agree with your overall premise.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair. I know it does come with the territory. I just don't think it's fair that it comes with the territory.
Whoever is running your fantasy league should be put down. You can adjust when your season starts. That's from Steven Time, and he is not happy with producer Joe's commissioning.
Joe put down.
I want every game to count, so I'm glad Joe has it starting.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, even if Darvish was about to get shelled.
So you guys don't want him put down?
No,
I think
Teoscar Hernandez.
Doug, would you like to see producer Joe put down?
No.
I don't want like one or two homers a player hits to not count for my season.
Biggie, you want him put down?
No. Does everybody have somebody playing in this game on the roster?
I do.
I just got two pitchers. That's it.
I mean, it really doesn't make any sense because there may be guys that don't have those two players, and you got two teams playing, and it's going to count in the standings.
I think this will be a 2 weeks matchup, I would assume.
It's like the All-Star break. Yep.
But it happens all the time where one guy has more guys playing a certain week than the next guy.
That's part of the strategy.
Yeah.
I look for pitchers to start Monday.
You maximize your at-bats. Doug, you maximize your at-bats, you're going to maximize your run, home run, RBI, total bases, and stolen bases opportunity. What, am I taking crazy pills here? Am I some kind of boy whore? Do we not understand these things?
No.
Go slutting.
On short weeks like this, they'll count. It won't end on Sunday.
It'll end the week from Sunday.
Yeah, week. Yeah, right.
Or maybe even 2 weeks from Sunday, actually, because the season doesn't start for everybody else until a week from today. Uh-huh. Cardinal baseball, a week from tomorrow, actually. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Michaelis on the mound in Los Angeles.
Well, I made that comment before I knew you were going a second week.
I think it's actually three. I would think it's 3 weeks.
What? Because you need at least a full week of playing. Right. And if you're going to cut short, you can't cut short on that.
Imagine the NFL opened their season in London a week before everybody else. Like, this is weird to me that this would be the start of the regular season here in Seoul.
Huge money-making opportunity.
Agree. I know why they're doing it. It's surprising that a professional sports league does it.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying bad or good. I just find it odd.
And who's ponying up the extra money? Is that the government of South Korea? Who's paying Major League Baseball all this money to play games over there?
I don't know.
Probably South Korea and South Korea TV markets. And then obviously the money sold for tickets and merchandise, and then.
But they would have all that here if they played in L.A.
But the long-term effects of playing baseball games over there with merchandise and TV stuff and people being interested around the globe has big, big money-make opportunities.
I'm sure that's what they're counting on. That doesn't mean I have to like it.
It's fair.
It's our game. We should play it here.
We're not going to put Joe down.
Joe will not be put down.
They had
He's
to put
done
old
a wonderful
Yeller.
Job running.
Yeah, Old Yeller got put down. He got bit. I think he got bit by another dog with rabies.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. I think so, because he had rabies.
Oh,
he came walking
like
down the street foaming from the mouth.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I worry about saying no to sex with my boyfriend. Sitting across from my friend at the pub, my eyebrows shot up in shock. We had casually been discussing our sex lives over a drink, something we often do, when she stopped me in my tracks with this confession. She went as far to say as that she'll even sometimes give excuses to avoid sleeping with her partner. Quote, it's easier than explaining why I'm not feeling horny, she adds. Her admission concerned me for two reasons.
Nice.
You like that when it's laid out like
yeah,
that in Roman
kind
numeral?
Yeah, kind of outline form.
One, because prior to this point, my friend had frequently told me how great her bedroom activities are. Mm. And two, which is frankly the more important reason, because no one should feel so obliged to have sex that they feel they have to make up a reason to get out of it. Chatting further, my pal admitted that she struggles to tell her boyfriend of several years, I might add, when she's, quote, not in the mood. She doesn't want to offend him by rejecting him, even if it's to her own detriment. In the long run, this could affect her mental well-being. She may even grow to resent her other half. But my friend is not alone, of course. Other people have confided in me about similar experience. Doug, do you have people confiding in you about not feeling horny?
No, I never really have. Never. Never
so,
really happened.
This happens a lot, though, for this author.
Is this girl a therapist or what?
Jackson, is this girl a therapist in your link?
I don't think so.
Who's confiding in her?
Work, bitch.
You can confide in people who aren't professional.
Hey, Susie, I'm having sex and I'm not horny. What should I do? That's funny because a lot of people are asking me that question.
Yeah. One woman told me her boyfriend's skills in bed are, frankly, not good. Oh. But she just doesn't know how to tell him. So she, quote, just has sex with him anyway. Mm. How did they get into a relationship if the sex was bad? I ask rhetorically.
Maybe they liked each other.
I don't understand.
Well, sometimes people can really like each
other. I'm a stepdad, and yep, I'm a slut.
Maybe he performed in the early going, and now he doesn't care.
Is that the issue? Like he's got a soft cow?
Yeah, just, you don't turn me on anymore.
While I can understand the reasoning, this type of behavior should not be normalized. Telling little white lies can be very harmful in the long run, both to yourself and your relationship, and yet it happens all the time. From a young age, women are conditioned to thinking that our pleasure comes second to our male partner. Is that true?
No.
They're like a
Who conditions
book?
Them?
That's what I'm asking. Who does that?
Nobody. It's just made up line for the article.
It linked me to a different article, and I clicked on that. Sentenced him, and it said, I thought he was going to give me an orgasm, but he just wanted a drink.
Huh.
Oh.
Well, you weren't conditioned into that. You just got a very unloving boyfriend who doesn't care, but I'm sure when the parents aren't, mom's telling you about sex, and just make sure you please him. You don't need to get pleasure. That's the way it is with us women. Nobody's telling him that.
I know.
Can I briefly read the opening to this article? Sure. We were lying next to each other, just had great sex. My body was on edge and eager for the big finale. Minutes later, when he got out of bed to get a drink from the kitchen, I decided I'd wait long enough, bluntly asking, is it my turn now? My sexual partner, let's call him Bill, swiftly returned to bed.
Yep, Bill.
This is everywhere. All made up again.
It's a serious charge. Guys, my wife is never horny when I'm around. That's from the total package.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. You know the total package?
Now that was a true story.
I've seen the text.
Yeah, some guys are generous lovers. Some guys are very... They don't care.
And some people just make up articles to fill a website.
I'm starting to become attracted to my wife's father.
Oh, was that Gabe?
Colonel. Gabe.
Transfer portal.
Gosh.
He'll be back on in a few months.
Even movies and TV shows encourage us to fake enthusiasm and orgasms. Doug, those TV shows.
What shows? What shows?
It's a show. Everything about the show is fake.
Yeah.
But it's not just a trope. A study listing. I don't know what this means. A study listing the top 10 excuses. Oh, there's a ranking. And there's 10 of them. Women give to avoid sex ranked having a headache in third place while saying you have to, quote, get up early and are too tired took second and first place, respectively. Get up early, second place, too tired, first place. Moreover, 61% confess that they will make up a reason to not have sex or simply pretend to be asleep. 61% of the population.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't this article say that women are they're programmed or taught to just go along with it? But yeah. More than half are saying no and making up an excuse. So this makes no sense.
Is there that's a picture of Iggy changing Leona Helmsley's pull-ups?
Oh!
That's hot. That'll get me off every time.
Going back to some classics.
Well, there are now 8.1 billion people in the world, so somebody's having sex at some point. Not everybody's tired.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they enjoy
it. Is that a new report? Well, we don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Doug. It's a good stat.
It's happening somewhere.
Some right people now. Are up front that they are just going to lay there during sex and not do any work. That's from Midge or Madge.
Yeah. She'll get her pleasure before.
You're going to give her pleasure before you lay there.
Yeah. Foreplay.
I thought you didn't do foreplay.
Brother.
No, foreplay is what I'll do.
Other than on special occasions.
She can enjoy herself me just laying there.
How? Rest in peace,
Dan. Why would any girl do cowgirl reverse cowgirl? Like, if they're not going to enjoy it.
Wow.
I don't know. Add that to the wide berth Wednesday.
That's your specialty now? Just lying there?
That's not a specialty. It just doesn't take much.
You're that tired?
Cinder block.
No, I just don't want to work at it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that you guys just give yourselves over to the fact that the dehydrated tableside Caesar sommelier is going to flex every time you have a sex story. What a doofus. That's from Arbor Day, who won Texter of the Year last year.
Flex? What was that flexing about?
Flexing that you don't need to do anything. And you've
I
already
didn't bring it up,
yourself.
But Texter brought it up.
You've proved yourself 500 times over. You're not going to do anything else.
I don't
though.
Think I said that.
Night holes began to moisten.
Okay, Hoffman.
Got some old ones.
I mean, it's an article. We all commented on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm out.
No.
When a 70-year-old talks about reverse cowgirl, it makes me want to vomit. So I'm out. It's from the 314. He's gone.
Mm.
You've never seen me naked.
Oh, no. None of us have, nor want to.
He'd probably enjoy it.
Oh, come
Shut
on.
Shut it down.
You think much of our audience would enjoy seeing you naked?
Well, not much.
What percent?
61.
15.
15% would like to see you naked.
20. And probably 100% of the women.
Naked bodies.
I don't know.
Quit sending us naked video of males, okay?
I'm with you, Frank. I'm with
Dude,
you.
Dude, do you hear anger and
voice?
That's about the fifth or sixth one I bet he got.
It's our listeners, too, probably.
Yeah, the McGuire picture probably came in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll get you any time.
Well, he would begin the show with the six laps, lap one. But sometimes he'd get really into like the tail end of the text line from TMA for the beginning of the press box text line. He'd get very distracted.
Yeah.
Iggy, what is your favorite foreplay act? You tongue punch that fart box, bro?
Oh.
That's from Fuelzy.
Oh, come on, Fuelzy.
No, I go nowhere near that. Well, I guess near. I mean, it's right there, but...
Oh!
But...
Oh!
Anatomy lessons.
No, I'm not into that.
I saw my mother-in-law without any clothes on this week.
Come on, Frank, get off the subject.
He's great.
Well, at leave us hanging. What'd she look like?
I don't think that was the purpose of the rant there.
What was the purpose?
You don't want to see your mother-in-law naked?
How do you know?
Would you want to see your mother-in-law naked?
I'm not married.
Tell us about how you had sex with your mother.
If you were?
Well, if I had a hot mother-in-law, I probably would.
If you're
not related to me,
your age, you think there's a chance you're going to have a hot mother-in-law?
No, because my mother-in-law would be about 90.
Right. So you want to see her naked?
No, but what if you're 20 and your mother-in-law is like 40-something?
How are the sports? Are they great?
It's just awkward to see family members naked.
Well, it's not really blood.
Okay.
Doug Worsenwood's Wacko letting us know that he enjoys getting his salad toss.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with a little rimming or getting rimmed. Thanks, Worsenwood's Wacko.
Gosh.
I have
Mr. Licks is probably now actively texting.
I don't think there'd be a preference for myself. I just feel really bad for someone to have to go do it on me. Now, I don't really want to do it on me.
My understanding, Plowhawk, is this is really commonplace with Jackson's 20-somethings. It's become a main portion of the repertoire.
Oh.
But for me, I would want
even
some,
with the gentleman, legs akimbo.
Oh.
Some advance notice would be nice so you could shave it and maybe roll a stick of Brute on it or something.
Oh.
Library.
Make it a little bit
some
more
aftershave
appealing for the other participant. I don't know. That's just me. I know. I got, you know, a cave down there that hasn't really been tended to
cave
as much.
Oh.
It's tough. It's tough, you know.
That's gross just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Now we're
imagine
kink
even
shaming
doing it.
Mm-hmm. It's okay to kink shame.
It is?
Yes, absolutely okay.
Boy.
It's appropriate at times. This would be one of those times.
You want to stop that? Just wait till it happens one time, then fart.
Oh.
Well, you can stop it just by localizing.
Yeah, but they like doing it. Come on, let me do it. Let me do it. Well, just,
don't make the noise. Don't make the noise.
Gilstrap, Doug. You ever watch it? Gilstrap.
No.
Should never go back again.
I don't know if anyone like really. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but I don't think most people like doing it.
Oh.
I think the pleasure received from it, you know, is the situation.
I couldn't imagine how many brownie points you got to get for
interesting
putting in a session
there
like that.
Oh.
I'd be golfing the next day, going out for drinks.
The issue with the wacko saying that is it's his wife's boyfriend doing the rimming on him. That's from Mr. Licks, and he was ready and fired it off.
My goodness. Well, we got off the subject of baseball managers.
You want to go back to it?
Well, I kind of.
KG Notown says it's an erogenous zone in caps.
Mm-hmm. Confirmed.
Yeah. Well, good luck to the women trying to find it.
What does that mean? Right there.
One's prostate?
Well, I mean, it's not just right there. It's got to be in there somewhere. You got to kind of look for it.
It's like a fork in the road. You got to pick which side.
How much searching really is involved?
That's why you get a gerbil.
Oh.
Someone's like a scout team. Kind of gets in there.
A scout gerbil?
At key parties here in Shaker, if a girl is wearing a feather earring, she's down for brown. Thanks, that's from management.
I don't think so. Heather from the management right? Sent that in?
Stop acting like you're in Shaker Heights.
A feather in the ear? I haven't seen that, thankfully.
Guys, which baseball manager would you rim? That's from Mr. Sider, so he just brought the topics together.
Gosh. Showalter's out now, but he'd be right up there.
Yeah,
why?
I think that's the obvious answer, but like outside of him.
I knew Mozeliak, but I know he's not a manager, but like you're friends for life. Obviously, he hooks his friends up with jobs and gives them extensions, so I'd rim the hell out of Mozeliak for a,
wow,
maybe a partnership.
A Doug, what a clip that'll be.
Partnership for maybe the one ball, you know, one cardinal way. Maybe I can get a chunk of that.
That's a problem. Our listeners reach out to people every once in a while that we talk about. Imagine Mozeliak getting an email.
Hold on. Either one of our listeners is going to email a clip to the Cardinal.
Yeah. I mean, so I have zero care that he listened to that or not.
If you ever thought about going on that show again, here's a plausy said about you.
Well, here's the thing. I don't plan on doing any one-on-ones with Mo. Don't really plan on going down to Bush and holding people accountable. So, like, if he does happen to hear this particular clip, I don't think I'd be too mortified.
I
don't have to be face-to-face with the guy.
Bob Melvin's interesting.
Oh, Bochy.
What are you doing now, Jackson?
Bochy, because he already had that, like, hunchback position.
Oh!
Yeah, he's ready to go. You want to go older, Doug.
Is that right?
Yeah, seasoned.
Well, he could lose his bowels in any moment.
Oh, my goodness.
You gotta have a chance to die just to live a little.
You could run into a prolapsed rectum situation.
What, like with like Bob Melvin or like one of the older guys?
It probably. It's possible, I guess.
Well, that's a hell of a topic.
This is the topic when baseball season starts. It's going on right now.
Yeah. And Dodgers have taken a lead in the top of the eighth. 4-2 is your score. Jackson, where can we live bet this game?
Oh, Tim. Circa.
Bill.
Circa Sports, baby. I mean, come on now. Tournament's underway. You know you want to do some wagering. You want to play some action. Why don't you choose the world's largest sports book in Las Vegas, which is now available for you in Illinois. If you live here in the St. Louis, Missouri area, you just make the short drive across the river. Or if you already live in Illinois, sign up for the Circa Sports app, because the Circa Sports app is sports betting the way it should be, with big app bets, high betting limits, tight money line splits, and the best customer service around. We got more tournament action today in the first four, Grambling State and Montana State. We got Colorado versus Boise State. You can watch those games and you can bet on them with the Circa Sports app. And then, of course, second round, which is, you know, the big first round, but they call the first four the first round. But the second round, where all the games are being played, that's coming up Thursday, Friday. You can bet on that. So much fun to hang out with your friends and just wager on all the games. You can do that with the Circa Sports app. Visit CircaSports.com for more details and get ready to start betting like a pro. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Sponsor of our 9 o'clock hour is Schaefer Door Company. That's Schaefer Door Company, and it's spelled S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. That's Schaefer Door Company. When you have your garage door spring break and you hear that loud crash, oh my, what an awful feeling that is. Well, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. It's just a matter of time, unfortunately. So when it happens, they have a number specifically for our audience to call or text, and that number is 636-782-3608, or go online at schaeferdoor.com, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R-D-O-O-R.com. This will get you the quickest response time. They service all kinds of garage doors for service and new installs, and they have Monday morning standby service for those doors that break over the weekend. They service commercial doors as well. If you're on a business or warehouse with big, tall doors, Schaefer is experienced in these types of jobs. It is schaeferdoor.com, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R-door.com, or call or text 636-782-3608. It's Schaefer Door, a Clopay Master Authorized Dealer. There it is, Schaefer Door Company, sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour, Munganess, St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we will have Jeremy Rutherford with us talking Blues hockey as they lose last night. Yes, Doug, the Golden Knights lost, but the Kings won and the Wild won. So the Wild now pass the Blues. Blues and Senators tomorrow night in Ottawa, and Blues and Wild in St. Paul on Saturday before they head home and play what could really be a playoff game against VGK. So there is your captain's log. Jeremy Rutherford taking your two-part questions at 9 o'clock.
The design... studio.
Oh, he's in studio, Bill.
He's recording with Di Fandango after us.
How about that?
He'll be in studio with Mark Hanna.
Sweet action. All right,
a lot of greatness in the studio
today. Yeah, unbelievable.
Three days in a row.
Kelly Chase and Barrett Jackman Monday, Ozzie Smith yesterday, and now Jeremy Rutherford.
Yeah, Ed Herman was in there.
Ed Herman? You better believe it. It's a greatness session here in these studios. All right, we'll close out the Munganess. St. Louis Acura, Munganess, Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. Have the Munganess Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown coming your way on the other side of the break in the 8 o'clock hour. This is TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.